I'm going to show you exactly how we create results for our clients. And the reason for that is because I think it's important for you to understand how to create results. If you are unable to logically explain how you do that, it's no wonder it's not going to happen in your actions. Here's the truth. If there was a better way to create results, we would be doing it. So what I'm about to show you is literally the best I've got. From a high level, it comes down to really three stages. That's it. Our very first stage in coaching is called dieting from the inside out. Because one of my favorite questions to ask people is this. I go, cool. If I could snap my fingers right now and take you to where you want to be by like magic. If you want to lose 50 pounds, boom, you've lost the 50 pounds. Is it staying off? Most people pause and they go, no, I don't think it would stay off. I go, okay, well then that's the problem. What's going on, friends? Welcome back to another episode of Dieting from the Inside Out. If you are new around here, welcome to the show. My name is Jared Hamilton and I am your host. And in today's episode, I'm going to show you exactly how we create results for our clients. And the reason for that is because, number one, whether you're a client, whether you are an aspiring client, or whether you're, you know, whether you ever work with us or not, I think it's important for you to understand how to create results. Because the problem is, if someone, whether it's someone like me who's a coach and is creating results for other people, or if it's you in the trenches by yourself creating results for yourself, if you are unable to logically explain how you do that, it's no wonder it's not going to happen in your actions. You know what I mean? It's almost like if someone says I can make the world's best cookies, but they can't tell me the recipe, then I would doubt their ability to make the world's best cookies, right? So it's the same thing with results. As someone who built an entire company around being able to create over and over and over again in scalable, predictable results for people, I need to be able to logically walk you through how we're able to do that. But let's say you're not working with us, or you're like, no, I'm going to do this on my own. Cool. But the thing is, I would still say the same message is true for you, is then you should be able to explain to me how you're able to create results for yourself. Because again, if you cannot explain it in your words, it's not going to happen in your actions. Just calling a spade a spade. And here's the thing though. I want you to be able to take what I'm about to show you and how we create results for our clients. And you can apply this to your own situation, because the thing is, the how is what actually matters the most. When it comes to coaching, creating results, and all of this stuff, the how is what's most important. Most of you listening to the show right now have created results for yourself many times before, but then they go away, don't they? And that's the problem, because there are a million ways to create results. You could starve yourself. You could do keto. You could do Optavia and eat 800 calories a day. You could do drugs. You could do all sorts of stuff to create results. But the how is what the sticking thing is. The how is what matters most. So I'm going to walk you through our process. I'm going to open up the curtain. I hold nothing back. I'm going to open up the curtain and show you exactly how we create results for clients. So this way, one, if you've been on the fence about coaching and you're like, you know what, I'm just not sure how you guys do your thing, then there you go. I'm explaining it. And B, whether you're ever going to coach with us or not, this way you can take my strategy, my formula, my secret sauce, if you will, and steal it and go do it for yourself if you want to try to do this on your own more. But that's the problem, is that's where most people go south with it. That's where most people struggle, because most of your actions every day are completely subconscious. So that's why most people need more than just information. So we're going to get right into it, because at the end of the day, that's what this is about, is I'm going to get everyone the capability to get the results that they want, whether you're coaching with us or not. So, but I actually thought about this the other day, that I'd never done like a full podcast or a training on how we do that. Like, I have a lot of conversations with people, but I've never actually formally on like a podcast episode. Cool. Here is the magic formula on how we're always able to make results happen. So, that's the thing. That's where we're at. And I don't hold anything back. I don't hide the secrets. I'm going to show you quite literally everything, the whole philosophy, the ideology, the tactics, the strategies on how we're able to do this. This way, this is why we're able to guarantee results with our clients. So let's dive right in. I'm going to try to stay on task. So if you're watching the YouTube, which you should, if you see me looking away, I'm looking at my notes because I want to stay on track. Because here's the thing. Let's talk about first and foremost why this even matters. Because you have to realize you have to live in the house that you build. This is why the how matters so much. Everyone is so quick to get to the result, to like lose the weight now, to get on the other side. And I get it. If we want something, we want it like yesterday. But the problem is, you got to be careful how you get it. Because imagine this. Imagine spending, like if this wasn't weight loss, imagine spending all of your time, money, resources, energy into building this house that you want, this house. Then as soon as the house is built, you don't want to live there ever. But all your money's gone. All your resources are gone. All your time is spent. All your investment is made in this house that you don't want to live in. That's where most of you are at right now, who are building this transformation the wrong way, who are doing the wrong things, who are doing it unsustainably, because you have to live in the house that you build. If the journey is unsustainable, the results will be unsustainable. This is why how you lose the weight matters way more than the actual weight you do lose, because the how is what indicates whether it's going to stick or not. Because let's say you lose your weight doing things like ignoring your inner game, cutting out carbs, lots of cardio, lots of micromanaging, lots of extremism. Well, cool. You got your result. Now you got to live in that state. Now you got to do that shit forever. Now you got to stay doing those crazy things. But the problem is you probably don't want to live there. This is why one of the biggest adages we teach in client with or teach coaching clients of ours is if we can't do it for the next 10 years, we don't do it for 10 days. This is why we have to be very careful about the how. You have to live in the house that you build. If you build your transformation under stress, chaos, overwhelm, restriction, horrible relationship with food, and all these terrible things, well, sorry, but once you get to where you're going, you don't just switch out of it. You're going to have to keep doing that stuff. So we have to be careful how you want to live for the rest of your life. We have to be careful how, like, what your value systems are and how you're going to go about this, because I don't know about you, but I don't want to have to think about food 24/7. I don't want to be restricted. I don't want to have chaos. I want this to be kind of peaceful. I want to be able to live my life with a little bit of fitness and good habits in there. I don't want this taking over every second of my day. I don't want this constant diet culture cloud following me all the time because I'm so freaking out over calories, right? So this is why we have to be careful how we build this thing. So like I said, whether you ever have aspirations of coaching with us or not, or whatever the case is, you take this strategy, because here's the truth. If there was a better way to create results, we would be doing it. Like at the end of the day, if there was a better system, a better process, a better approach to creating results, we would be doing it with our clients. So what I'm about to show you is literally the best I've got. What I'm about to show you from a very high level of how to create results for yourself, it's exactly what we do for our higher paying coaching clients and our more exclusive one-on-one program. Okay. So actually, from a high level, it comes down to really three stages. That's it. I'm the king of simplicity. My thing is, this game is hard enough on its own. The last thing you need is for this game and this process to be complicated. It has to be simple. So right out the gate, the very first thing that we do with people, our very first stage in coaching, is called dieting from the inside out. Ironically, it's the name of the fucking show because it matters that much. I always say you have to diet from the inside out first before you diet for real. Now, the cool thing is, you've already subscribed and you're listening to a podcast called Dieting from the Inside Out. So this concept should resonate with you, I would hope. If not, I'm not quite sure why you're here, to be honest. But at the end of the day, the very first thing that we do in coaching is we diet our clients from the inside out. Because one of my favorite questions to ask people is this. I go, cool, if I could snap my fingers right now and take you to where you want to be by like magic, if you want to lose 50 pounds, boom, you've lost the 50 pounds. Is it staying off? Most people pause and they go, no, I don't think it would stay off. I go, okay, well then that's the problem, because this is proof that you have to diet from the inside out first. Because if I snap my fingers and took you to your result and 50 pounds disappeared from you and it wouldn't stay off, then you shouldn't be white knuckling through weight loss trying to force fat loss right now. Because otherwise that means you just admitted magic genie powers doesn't solve your problem. So then why are we white knuckling through weight loss? Why are you like trying to focus and freak out so much about losing weight now when you just admitted to yourself that magic wouldn't solve the problem and just giving you the results and taking you there wouldn't fix anything? This is when most people put the cart before the horse. We have to fix the things that wouldn't keep that would make you gain the weight back. We have to fix those things first. Think about it. It's a foundation that holds up a house. Imagine this. Imagine going to like a home builder and you are building your dream home and the builder's like, yo, this is a big fucking house. I think it's going to take at least 6 months to put the foundation in. Imagine telling the builder, nah, I really want to move in like really, really fast. So just skip the foundation. It's in the dirt anyway. It's not very pretty. Just put the walls and the ceiling up. It's going to be fine. I don't know anyone that would do that. Would you? So if you wouldn't do that in building a house, why do you do that with this weight loss game? This is why most people struggle with the same 10 pounds for 10 years and take their struggles to their grave, is because we never fix the fundamental issues that are causing the weight loss to stay struggling. I actually had a post recently that went kind of viral, not crazy viral, a little bit, but it was basically the post that I went and I said, carbs and calories aren't your problem. And the whole video, the whole reel was carbs and calories aren't your problem. And if I gave you all the answers you're looking for, if I gave you the best hormones, if I gave you the best metabolism, if I gave you the best macros, I gave you the best workouts, I gave you the best plan ever, you still wouldn't lose weight, would you? And everyone's like, holy shit. I said, you'd still be binge eating, wouldn't you? You'd still be emotionally eating, wouldn't you? You'd still be sabotaging, wouldn't you? You'd still be a perfectionist waiting to start till Monday, wouldn't you? And I went through this whole list because the problems that are stopping you have nothing to do with weight loss. They just get triggered when you go to lose weight. Reality check. Think about that. If I just gave you everything that you wanted, right? I took you to your 50 pounds off. And if it wouldn't stay off, we've got bigger issues at hand and we need to address those. This is why you, in my world, inside coaching, you have to earn the right to lose weight. One of the worst things I could do for you as a coach, and for most people, I should say, is take them right into fat loss. That's what most coaches do, because the most coaches, the only way they market their online business or any business at all is they just push before and after pictures on Instagram. Well, if they make you go through this really, this foundational stage of like fixing your metabolism and fixing your inner game and all this stuff, well, they can't market that. So they just like rush you through fat loss, get a cool before and after pictures, and you're dead to them. Well, that's not very cool. That doesn't help you at all. So that's not the way that we do things. When it comes to the way that we do things, you have to earn the right to lose weight. Because most people, very few people, to be honest with you, are ready for that. Most people come to us eating like 1,000 calories a day and can't lose weight, or have been dieting for the last decade and nothing works, have tried every single thing under the sun, the keto, the fasting, the Optavia, the Weight Watchers, the low carb, the low fat, starving, vegan, literally everything under the sun, and nothing's worked. Or it works for a little bit until it doesn't, because the weekend, or because of binge eating, or because of whatever, or because of I do well and the skill spikes and I sabotage. It's the same thing. Well, that all is a sign that this normal fat loss stuff isn't your problem. It's an inner game issue. Your issue is you haven't dieted from the inside out yet. So what we do to fix that is inside dieting from the inside out, stage one. This is where we basically don't care about weight loss. I tell people all the time, I go, cool, the pressure's off. Going into stage one, the pressure's off. We're not trying to get you to lose weight yet. Like, we're obviously not mad if it happens, but it's not the focus. And some people freak out and they're like, oh, so I'm going to spiral. Like, no. I'm not going to let you spiral out of control. But you just said magic genie powers wouldn't solve your problem. So then we're not going to enable that and force fat loss when it's inappropriate. We're going to fix the other things first. The pressure's off. We're not going to let you spiral. We're going to get really good habits in place. But stage one is all about fixing your relationship with food. This way, your obsession goes away. This way, half of your binge eating goes away. This way, all the overwhelm around food, the good food, bad food. Oh, I start and I can't stop. The consistency issues, the good food, bad food, fat burning, fat storing, diet food list, normal life food list, all that bullshit goes away. We show you how to eat your favorite foods every single day without anything bad happening. So we're going to fix your relationship with food. Second, we're going to address any and all binge eating. Fun fact, by the way, there are 4 reasons for binge eating. We teach all 4. We fix all 4. But the problem is most people who binge eat, they only address like 1. They think they binge eat because of their calories are too low, or because they restrict, or because they need to work harder, whatever the case is, but that's not the case. There are 4 distinct reasons that I have found that people binge eat. Over the last 12 years of coaching people, there are 4 distinct reasons you binge eat. And so we address all 4 of those, because guess what? If you don't address the binge eating, you're never going to lose weight. Imagine this. Let's say it wasn't weight loss. Imagine you're trying to save money, but you, instead of binging, you binge spend. You just like go on little shopping hiatuses or a little shopping sprees, or you emotionally shop or whatever the case is. Well, it doesn't matter the little bit of progress you made during the week with your saving when you just blew all of your money on the weekend because you have an issue with overspending. It's no different with weight loss. I see people all the time work so hard during the week only to lose every bit of that progress on the weekend, or they work so hard to keep their shit together and then they have one bad day and they emotionally eat like crazy. Or they go a few weeks without binge eating and they're like, oh my gosh, I'm doing it. Then something happens and the binge comes back and it ruins all of it. Or even right now, the time of recording this, I'm recording this late December, mid-December. People have done really well all throughout the year, but because they don't know how to handle holidays and vacations and other situations around food well, they binge from now till New Year's and then they gain everything back. So this is the problem. Normal weight loss, excuse me. Normal weight loss stuff doesn't fix this. This is why we have to address the inner game, the inner specific issues. But the problem is most of the inner game is intangible. So one of the things that we do in coaching is we make it really fucking tangible. So every single one of these issues, So inside stage one, like we talked about, we're fixing your relationship with food, stopping any and all binge eating, including emotional eating. We fix your pattern of subconscious sabotage, that whole thing where you do well and then something always seems to happen and you always sabotage and gain your weight back. We're going to fix that. Sabotage, you have to understand, is a pattern-driven thing. There's a million ways you sabotage. Some people sabotage because they're making progress and they fall off. Some people, the scale spikes and they fall off. Some people identify as a perfectionist, so they wait till things are perfect, and when things aren't perfect, they fall off. Some people start comparing to others and they fall off. There are a million ways people sabotage. So the way that we approach this, because every human's different, is it's pattern-driven. You have a pattern of sabotage. Every one of you listening to this, if I were to say, zoom out, look at the last 5 years of dieting, every time you've fallen off, what happens? You could probably have some commonality. So what we do in coaching is we find the normal ways you sabotage and we build mini plans for each and every one of those. That way we stay ready so we don't have to get ready. The cool thing with this dieting from the inside out stuff, the inner game issues, we have a strategic and tangible plan for every single one of these issues. Because like I mentioned a second ago, the problem with this dieting from the inside out stuff, the inner game issues, is it's not tangible. My water bottle is tangible. Losing 5 pounds is tangible. Doing a push-up is tangible. But fixing your relationship with food, fixing your relationship with yourself, handling your emotional coping mechanisms, rewriting your identity, all of those things, it's kind of, you can't sink your teeth into it. So what we do in coaching to fix this is what I would suggest you do is you need to have a very tangible plan you can sink your teeth into for these intangibles. So like what we do with clients is if your relationship with food is an issue, here's the plan we do every single day. If your binge eating is the problem, here are the strategies we put in place every single day. If subconscious sabotage is the problem, here are the patterns and the habits and the actions and the strategies in the day-to-day we put in during the week. So at the end of the day, you need specificity and a tangible plan for the intangibles. And that's what we do for our clients. Because like I said, for every one of these inner game issues, we have a very specific and strategic approach. There's not enough time in this podcast to get into every single one. To be honest, we're at almost 300 episodes so far. And there still hasn't been enough like time to get into every single one of these issues. But otherwise, stage one is all about this deep stuff, the food relationships, the subconscious sabotage, the binge eating, the emotional eating. Then to be honest with clients, we get even deeper. We get into inner child work because most people struggle with weight loss stuff starting when they were kids or when mom gave them a Weight Watchers book when they were nine or when you went to meetings or weight loss stuff with your parents or your parents called you chubby and it put a thing in your head deep inside and all this stuff. That stuff has to be addressed. No one likes to address this stuff because it's yucky. It's messy. And no one talks about it. It's why I'd like to talk about it because I know it matters. I would argue it's the most important thing that matters. Because here's the cool part. If you get this dieting from the inside out stuff in check, everything else takes care of itself. Fat loss is so fucking easier. I'm not going to say easy, easier. So this is why in coaching, this is the most important part, stage one, because we have to go through all of this. Fix all of your inner game, fix all of your patterns that happen subconsciously, fix your identity, fix the story you replay over and over again. And to be honest, go straight to your brain and fix, to sound nerdy, neural pathways. We're fixing neural pathways in your brain and all these beliefs you have and all of the deeper gross stuff. And the thing is, this is where most coaches don't even touch. That's what's crazy is like we work with a lot of coaches and a lot of therapists, to be honest, because there's this gap. The reason I came out with the program like I did is because I saw this gap. I saw the weight loss world over here, which causes about half as many issues as it helps. And then you have like over here in this world, mental health, emotional acuity, inner game over here. But I'm like, fuck, these worlds need to come together. And that's what I built with my program. Because if you just go, let's pause on the three stages stuff. If you just go over to like, say, forget the inner game and go to weight loss. Like what we talked about, you would gain it all back. We already talked about that. But let's say you press pause on weight loss and you go dive into the inner game without being around weight loss. You go to a therapist, a food freedom coach, work on your inner game. Cool. I love that for you. But what do you think is going to happen when you come back to your trigger? It's going to hit again. And it's going to be like seeing your ex and it's going to trigger all these things. I've seen it happen a million times. We have so many clients because of the way that we approach this dieting from the inside out stuff. We approach this where, or what's happened is they've gone to like a therapist or a food freedom coach or someone way far away from weight loss and they got good. They got healed. They fixed their issues. Then they came back to weight loss and all of it got triggered again. It's because we have to use our triggers to heal. You cannot get over the fear of heights without getting on anything tall. Well, for most of you listening, the desire to lose weight and the actions to lose weight is what triggers half your issues. So we have to fix this in the same container, yet separately. That's why in our coaching program, it's the way it is because we have stage one, stage two, stage three, but it's all in the container of coaching with the vibe of weight loss. That's why it works so well, is because there's the level of weight loss vibe, but we're handling things separately and in the appropriate time. So I'm hoping this is making sense. Again, if this is over your head, I'm sorry if this is getting a little too in the weeds, but I just want you guys to understand why it is that you're struggling and what it actually takes to get on the other side. So that's all the dieting from the inside out stuff, because at that point it's pretty logical. Cool. We fix your emotional eating, your binge eating, your sabotage, your identity, your perfectionism, your knowing what to do but not doing it, your consistency. We fixed all these inner game issues. Now think of it this way. Logically speaking, do you think weight loss should be that difficult, assuming we fixed all that stuff? Most people go, no, because you're correct. It shouldn't be that big of a deal. All the struggles come from that stuff, the stage one stuff. Well, that's why stage one is in place, because we have to fix that first. So we fix all that stuff, fix your relationship with food, sabotage emotional eating, the whole nine yards. Now we're in stage two. This is what I call you've earned the right to go into stage two. Stage two for us is called boring fat loss, because I'm all about calling a spade a spade. Fat loss is supposed to be boring. It's not supposed to be sexy. It's not supposed to be this bah-ha-ha, fireworks, lights, camera, action kind of thing. If you want weight loss to last forever, that means you have to have some semblance of habits that last forever. So I would say weight loss needs to be more like the vibe of brushing your teeth and less like the vibe of a root canal. Because think about it, it's why I use teeth brushing, the analogy, all the time, is because that's how we make this work. If you look at things like teeth brushing, it's the most consistent, the best results, and the most effortless any habit has ever been in your entire life. Well, then why don't we make weight loss like that? Because the thing is with brushing your teeth, you know, in the absence of brushing your teeth, you get cavities. You know that you are going to brush your teeth for the rest of your life. Well, why don't we use that part of your brain with weight loss? Because if you want results that last forever, you got to have some semblance of habits that last forever. And in the absence of doing all the weight loss stuff, guess what's going to happen? Weight's going to come back. People are so surprised to hear that. But think about it. If you quit brushing your teeth, are you surprised that your teeth get yellow and cavity filled? No. If you quit going to work, are you surprised you're going to quit getting paid? No. If you clean your house and quit cleaning it, are you surprised that it gets dirty again? No. If you have a great relationship and you quit working on it and you quit communicating, are you surprised when it goes south? No. So why are we surprised when we stop doing the things that got us here in weight loss? The weight comes back. This is why we have to make sure what we're doing is practical, doable, and sustainable. That's what stage two is about for us, because everyone on the internet says, oh, it's a lifestyle, but no one is putting the lifestyle tactically in the plan. And that's what we're doing. So inside stage two of coaching boring fat loss, we make fat loss pretty fucking boring. But when it's boring, it's doable. When it's boring, it's second nature. When it's boring, it eventually gets on autopilot. So inside stage two is where all of the more tangible physical results are coming. This is where the pounds are dropping. The inches are coming off. The clothes are fitting better. You look at your wardrobe and everything fits now. This is where you're happier. This is when your friends start noticing and saying stuff. Now, the cool thing about stage two for us is this is when our clients will have their friends say something like, oh, what are you doing? And they say, oh, I dieted from the inside out. And then no one believes them, because our clients are still eating their favorite foods, not suffering, and they don't feel or act like they're on a diet. And that's how this is supposed to be. So that's what we do in stage two. But the thing is, the overarching theme in stage two is this has to be simple, practical, and sustainable. So for you listening, if what you're doing is not that, it's the wrong plan. When we coach our clients, we use as little habits in place as possible. It's all about minimum effective dose. We get our clients to eat as much as possible while losing. We get them to do the least amount of workouts as possible. And we get them to add as little habits to their life as possible. This is why around the time stage two hits and they've got a lot of momentum, almost every single client is like, hey, I feel like this should be harder. Why are they shocked to see and feel that they're making more progress with the least amount of actions and habits than they ever had in the shortest amount of period of time? And it's weird, because this is, again, it goes against old conditioning. If your brain, think of it this way, your brain, if the only way it's ever made progress in the past has been through chaotic, unsustainable, not very practical, and arguably really bad tactics, it doesn't know this land of sustainability is like. It doesn't know this land of I can enjoy my life, my favorite foods, and lose weight. It doesn't know it exists. Imagine a dog that's only had abusive owners since it was a puppy. It doesn't know what it's like to have me as a dog dad, where they get cuddles, couch time, and treats. Right? So part of this game is getting your brain to realize that you don't have to be in survival anymore. Part of this game is getting your brain to realize, oh, there is this world where I can enjoy every ounce of my life and my favorite foods and not be a weight loss psychopath and get what I want. Holy shit. The problem is your brain doesn't know it exists because you have no history there. Your mind gravitates to what's familiar. And your familiar is suffering. Your familiar is bad tactics. Your familiar is weight gain. Your familiar is struggle. Your familiar is I'm not good enough. So what do you think happens when we expose you to this world? It's going to feel awkward. It's going to feel like you're wearing someone else's clothes, but that's a good thing, because if you're trying to get something you've never had, you're going to have to do things you've never done. You're going to feel things you've never felt. If all of a sudden you want things you've never had, but it feels just like everything else you've done, that's a big red flag. This is why a lot of our clients will say, oh, I feel like I should be eating less. I feel like I should be moving more. I feel like this should be harder. I feel like I should be doing more. I feel like it shouldn't be this simple. That's dope. That's music to my ears, because that tells me this is so far removed from what they used to do. And whether you're ever going to work with us or not, that's the same vibe this should have for you. So that's why stage two is about putting the fundamentals in around the actual fat loss focus now. Because again, stage one, no semblance of fat loss. We're not worried about it. Like, yeah, when you stop binge eating, get really consistent, and you end emotional eating, you accidentally lose weight. We have a lot, and this is not for everyone, but we have a ton of clients who lose weight accidentally in stage one because they have debilitating binge eating. Not binge eating anymore is a hell of a calorie deficit. So we have lots of clients that lose weight in stage one. But that's not the focus, because it doesn't matter yet. This game is cumulative. The very first question we ever get is, how long does stage one take? Because I want to go to stage two. And I get that, but you have to understand it doesn't matter. Everyone's situation is different with how long it takes, but you also have to understand that it doesn't matter. It's cumulative. You need stage one stuff for stage two. Imagine your kids struggling in fourth grade and they're like, but I have to go to fifth, but they can't do fourth grade. You would be a shitty parent if you rush them into fifth grade because they need fourth grade stuff in fifth grade. This is why the whole vibe of I gotta lose weight as fast as possible is killing you. Stage one, we're fixing the inner game. Binge eating goes away. Emotional eating goes away. Sabotage goes away. Old mentalities go away. Perfectionism goes away. Knowing what to do but not doing it is gone. All of that stuff. Because then you've earned the right to go into stage two. Stage two, boring fat loss. This is where all the physical stuff is happening. Inches drop, pounds coming off, look better, feel better, all the things. Well, now, let's say we get to the end of stage two. Now, because also inside stage two, most people we work with have a decent amount of weight to lose. Most people we work with have more than 5 or 10 pounds. So you're going to be in stage two in different maintenance phases multiple times in stage two. Now, here's the thing, though. Let's go ahead and talk about stage three. Let's say you finish and you lose all of your weight that you're wanting to lose. Stage three, we call maintenance mastery, because here's the thing. My favorite question to ask people is this. I go, has anyone ever taught you how to keep the weight off once you do lose it? And everyone looks at me with like deer in the headlights, because no one does. This is how coaches trap their clients into the program. They never teach them how to be self-sufficient. Well, think of it this way. How can I teach you independence while enabling codependency? Think about that. How can I teach you independence while enabling codependency? You can't. It's not how this works. Coaching is such good. Let me rephrase this. Really good coaching is a dichotomy and is a fine line of a double-edged sword. Because here's the thing, really good coaching, you need support. You need love. You need empathy. You need direction. You need accountability. But at the same time, you don't need handholding. You don't need babysitting. You don't need drug to your goals. You don't need to be made codependent. Fuck, that is a fine line. So the cool thing is our program is built around that fine line, so it works all the time. Now, here's the thing, though. The problem is, if we go into the world of codependency, well, then you're trapped. You got to stay here forever. That's the way most people who come to us from other programs, because that happens a lot. Like I would say 80, 90% of our clients have had other coaches, is they got results with the other coach, but they had no idea how to keep it going. They never learned anything. They got the result, but they didn't know how to learn it. Here's my thing. Stage three for us is really about, this is the whole theme during coaching, but really stage three is not only about giving you results, but giving you a skill set that matches those results. That's what this is about. Because here's the thing. You can get results anywhere. You could take drugs. You could do something stupid. You could do something unsustainable. You could do keto, Weight Watchers, fasting. You could do all the trendy things, but you don't have a skill set. Isn't that the goal? Think about it. The goal is like going to college or high school, college, whatever. You don't just get a diploma. You get a diploma and skills to take to the marketplace. If you're raising a kid, you don't want to just get this fucker 18 and kick him out. The goal is to raise them and hopefully have given them the skill sets where they don't need mom and dad anymore, right? That's the way that we view coaching. Yes, our role is to give you results, but just as important, we need to give you skill sets that match that result so you don't need us anymore. For us, I take great pride in the fact that our clients, A, graduate, B, that this is their last stop. So that's why this is an all-encompassing thing, why it's not just like lose weight now, it's hang on, let's fix your inner game and foundation first so your house doesn't come crumbling down. Now let me teach you and make sure we get the weight off in a really chill and sustainable way. That's not that big of a deal that you don't have to give up your life. And then, all right, now I'm going to teach you how to keep it off so you don't need me anymore. That's like the consolidated version, because stage three is about getting you to go through life with your newfound results and never struggle ever again. Because here's the thing, people get really weird around maintenance, but you have to understand that's the goal. The goal is not to diet forever. I doubt you listening to this wants to diet ongoing forever. But as soon as someone goes through a maintenance period for the first time, like everyone's like freaking out. But my question would be, if you can't go maintenance for even just like a couple months, how the fuck do you plan on going maintenance for the rest of your life after you've lost all the weight? Because you know what happens if someone is a perpetual dieter and in their head is, I'm a dieter, I'm addicted to dieting, I've always dieted. What do those people do when they don't have any more weight to lose, but they're a dieter? They go find more to lose. So they gain all their weight back to do the one thing they're most comfortable with is dieting. So this is why at the end of stage two, once you've lost all the weight, there is like a special sabotaging monster right there because you finally made it. Most people have never made it, to their finish line. Most people have never made it. Like they wanted to lose 40 pounds. They got the 40 pounds off. Most people have never made it on their own to their finish line. So of course you're going to have the biggest chances of sabotaging right then and there. This is why we have stage three for our clients, so we can make sure that doesn't happen, because after they lose all the weight, then we're going to go into stage three maintenance mastery to make sure they go through that without falling off, without sabotaging, without gaining their weight back. And this way they're literally a different person. Cause you have to understand, you can't stay the same you and get new results and it sticks. You have to become a different person. So if you're scared to do maintenance, if you're scared to go through all of this, if you've lost all the weight, but you still feel like the fat version of you, that's a problem, because that's an identity issue. And what's going to happen? It's going to come true and you're going to gain all the weight back. This is why the way that we coach, it's such an all-inclusive thing. And it hits all these facets. It's just not macros and workouts. Good luck. Of course, we have to make nutritional and workout and movement tweaks, of course, but it all has to be cohesive and conducive, because inner work also isn't just meditation and journaling tactics. It's also the correct, it's new information, but it's also the correct actions that go against old conditioning and that goes against the old way of doing things. Like if you've been scared of chocolate, me having you eat chocolate while on a diet, it feels really uncomfortable, but it's what's needed. Just an example. So on a high level, that's exactly how we create results for our clients. It's a three-stage system. The stage one, we stop trying to rush weight loss. We fix what actually is stopping all the issues, the inner game. Stage two, we go through actually losing weight, but if we can't do it for 10 years, we don't do it for 10 days. And every second of it is simple, practical, and sustainable, where you are not missing out on any area in your life or anything whatsoever, and you're able to thrive while losing weight, which is a reality check to most people. Then stage three, we teach you how to keep it off so it doesn't come back, and how to integrate all this into your life and not having to be on a diet anymore. So that's the magic secret sauce. That is how we're able to do this. So a couple things. Number one, if you're listening to this and you're like, wow, I think I want that, apply for coaching, hit the link below. And like, we'll see if it's a good fit. And if it is, we'll lock arms and we'll run with this and get you where you want to be. But let's say that you're not. Like I said, my whole intention with this is to educate you on what it actually takes to get results. Because here's the thing. If your plan doesn't look something like that, you're on the wrong plan. If you're like, oh, well, I don't think my inner game's that bad, I'm just going to go into weight loss, and you know what, I would like to lose it a little bit faster though, because I'm in a hurry. Like, stop. That's the shit that's keeping you stuck. Because I'm telling you, like, my thing is, I'm giving you everything. I'm opening the curtain, showing you every single thing on how we operate. I could even go more in depth on all this if you guys wanted. But you have to understand that if your plan doesn't look like what I just showed you, you're not going to make it. I've been doing this for like the last 12 years or so. We've worked with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of probably thousands of people by this point. And this is what's missing for most people. You have to fix your inner game, the not sexy stuff, but then you have to lose the weight in the most sustainable way possible. That you don't want to do. Everyone wants to skip the stage one stuff because it's not sexy or exciting because we're in a hurry. Then everyone wants to fuck up stage two because they're impatient. Boring fat loss does not sell. Rapid fat loss where you lose 30 pounds in 30 days does. And then, we'll figure out maintenance later. That's the problem. But if you cannot have the maturity and the mental acuity to look at this and go, oh, I've been doing this wrong. My entire approach has been wrong. No wonder I've struggled with the same 20 pounds for 20 years and I've always gained my weight back. Then if you don't have the mental maturity and emotional acuity to look at it like that, it's going to be hard to make it. Otherwise, it's like living in the lands of the get rich quick mentality when it's not how things work. So at the end of the day, that is how it looks. And like I said, whether you're ever going to work with us or not, you should model your plan after that. You should go, okay, well, what inner game issues do I have on the table? Build your plan around that, fixing those. Then once you get through those, go, okay, well, what is simple, practical, sustainable to do that I can do for the rest of my life? That's not that big of a deal. Then do that for your stage two. And then cool, once I've lost my weight, then now you have to have an exit strategy. All right, how do I transition into maintenance forever where I don't ever go back? You should model this. I'm telling you, like, steal my formula. I'm telling you, it's going to be the biggest game changer for you. And like I said, if you are tired of thinking about this stuff and you're like, fuck, I think I would just rather have help. I think I would rather have someone tell me what to do and show me the way and coach me through this and hold me accountable. Then that's what we're here for. That's literally what our coaching program is for. And it's one of those things too, where we don't accept everyone. We want to make sure this is a good fit on both sides. Like the way that I view like the business side of this and like coaching is I want you and I both to feel like this is a good fit. If I'm ever interviewing someone who's applying for coaching and I sense that they're just not fully bought in or on board, I'll halt the whole thing right there. I'm like, you know what? I just don't feel like this is a good fit. You know what? I'm sensing some hesitation. What's going on? And if someone is like not fully bought in, I'll like kill the call. I'll be like, you know, let's just wait then. That's the way that I view this, because if this doesn't feel right on both sides, then it usually doesn't work. And that's when I want, and the kind of clients that we work with, that our favorite clients are the ones who go, oh my gosh, where's this been my whole life? And when that's the case, it gets rowdy what we can do. It gets so cool. And that's when we have such amazing transformations. So otherwise, I hope that was helpful. If it was, be sure and let me know. Like I said, whether you're ever going to work with us or not, you should steal this formula and apply it to yourself. Or if you don't want to have to think about it, apply it to work with us and we can do it for you. Otherwise, I appreciate you tuning in. Thank you so much. I love you. Be sure to subscribe to the episode or to the show. I will talk to you next time.